swinging from the chandeliers. How quickly the world changes, and how hard these changes can hit the most vulnerable sections of society, by which I mean the rich and fabulous. You may think that I'm trying to be funny. Not so. Readers familiar with this column in its previous incarnations will know that I have never done that. If it is humour you want, then you are looking at the wrong end of the animal, so to speak. Note the position of this page in the anatomy of this magazine. What comes out here is no laughing matter. Rich people need our help. We know this not because our government tells us so, although thankfully it never stops doing its duty in this matter. We know because it's obvious. In a non-pluralistic, non-individualistic society, rich people are not those who, as in the decadent parts of the world, have followed the selfish course of grabbing the most money for themselves. No, they are anointed ones. People become rich not through desire, but because their path through life is inescapably blessed with the accumulated benefit of past good deeds. Wealth is a responsibility which descends on them. They have proven themselves capable of the task of bearing its weight, and we can only look up in awe and respect as they dedicate themselves to carrying an ever-growing burden of cash. A few other people may think themselves worthy of the honour of helping to share a little of the load. Let them test their strength, for the vast remainder of society, meanwhile, our task is simple: to get out of the way and pay taxes. It is not much to ask. Unfortunately, we have not done very well. Until quite recently, the road to profit was smooth, straight and level, but no longer. The way ahead is now wild and dark. We have failed to find the righteous path, and some among us must fall. Those with the heaviest loads will stumble first. Our duty is clear. We must help them back to their feet. The first thing we can do is to give them money to make up for what they have dropped. That is easy enough. Just buy another mobile telephone or a few million ten-sedan property shares. Some people have lost billions of baht, but just can't think where it all went. So in their case, we will have to give a little more. Probably everything we have. Never mind. Think of the merit we will be making. As my own personal contributions to the cause, I have some advice which I hope will be useful to suffering billionaires in these uncertain times. Let me suggest first to any rich people who may be reading this, thank you ever so much. Let me respectfully suggest that you review your chandelier consumption patterns. I know this sounds ridiculous. We all realize how important chandeliers are to rich people. I have seen overseas mission types supervising the unloading of tea chests full of them from the baggage carousels at Don Mueang on their way back from Czechoslovakia or Poland. Chandeliers to the rich are like clothes to the rest of us. You look silly without them. The government knows this. It takes chandeliers very seriously. Economic ministers have thought carefully about their policy in this regard, and as a result have decided to divide chandeliers into two categories. Category A includes crystal chandeliers. These carry a new tax of 15%. So you should either avoid buying them, or better still, avoid paying the tax. Now, category B is for non-crystal chandeliers. Please excuse the technical jargon. These carry a tax of only 2%. This means they are cheap, so you should avoid them altogether. Now, one thing you might like to consider is whether it is absolutely necessary to have a chandelier in every room of the house. Now, don't get upset. This is only a suggestion. But perhaps it might be possible, just until things get better, to do without a chandelier in the refrigerator, for instance. I mention this only in a spirit of concern for the well-being of my fellow citizens. All right, I am not a citizen, but you know what I mean. We only have to look around us to see what stresses and strains these troubled times are placing on family life. Mild-mannered sons of politicians, casino operators, brothel owners and mobsters. Oops, sorry, there are no casinos, brothels or crime syndicates here. So we had better make that just sons of politicians are going to bars, drinking liquor, getting involved in fights and shooting people. When this happens, you know something is very wrong. You just can't prove it. Despair can drive people to do terrible things. We must act now before we begin finding any of the most valued members of our society dangling by the neck from their most valuable piece of ceiling furniture.